Understanding Entropion, a guide to symptoms, causes, and care. Embark on a journey to understand entropion, a condition where the eyelid turns inward, causing the eyelashes to rub against the eye. This article serves as your guide, providing insights into the causes of entropion, common symptoms, and available treatment options. Delve into risk factors, complications, preventive measures, and the importance of seeking timely medical attention for this eyelid-related concern. Overview of entropion. Entropion is a medical condition of the eye where the eyelid, usually the lower eyelid, turns inward, causing the eyelashes and the skin of the eyelid to rub against the surface of the eye. This can lead to irritation, redness, tearing, and discomfort. Entropion can affect one or both eyes and may cause significant discomfort and potential damage to the cornea, the clear front surface of the eye. Symptoms. Eye irritation, persistent irritation and redness in the affected eye. Excessive tearing, epiphora, due to the mispositioned eyelid, causing inadequate drainage. Sensation of foreign body, feeling as if there is a foreign body in the eye. Corneal damage. In severe cases, entropion can lead to corneal abrasions or ulcers due to constant rubbing of the eyelashes against the cornea. Causes. Age-related changes. Entropion is often associated with aging, as the eyelid tissues lose elasticity. Muscle weakness, weakening of the muscles and tendons that hold the eyelid in place. Scarring from injuries, infections, or previous surgeries can lead to entropion. Congenital factors, rarely. Entropion can be present at birth due to congenital abnormalities. What happens because of the condition? Eyelid inversion. Entropion causes the eyelid to turn inward, leading to the misalignment of eyelashes against the eyeball. Corneal damage. Constant friction between the mispositioned eyelid and the cornea can result in corneal abrasions, ulcers, and potential vision impairment. Risk factors. Age. Older adults are more susceptible to age-related changes that contribute to entropion. Previous eye surgeries or injuries, scarring from injuries or surgeries, may lead to eyelid malposition. Infections. Chronic eye infections can contribute to scarring and entropion. Congenital factors. Individuals born with certain eyelid abnormalities may have a higher risk. Diagnosis. Clinical examination. An ophthalmologist will perform a detailed examination of the eyelids, eyelashes, and cornea to diagnose entropion. Testing for underlying causes. If entropion is associated with an underlying condition, additional tests or imaging may be performed. Treatment options. Artificial tears, lubricating eye drops, can help alleviate symptoms by reducing friction between the eyelid and the cornea. Eyelid taping. Taping the eyelid to keep it in the correct position may be a temporary solution, especially if surgery is delayed. Botulinum toxin injections. In some cases, injections of botulinum toxin can temporarily relax the muscles causing entropion. Surgical correction. Definitive treatment often involves surgical correction. The surgeon may tighten or reposition the eyelid, addressing the underlying cause. Conjunctival excision. In certain cases, excess conjunctiva, the thin membrane covering the white part of the eye, may be removed to help correct entropion. Complications. Corneal damage. Constant rubbing of the inverted eyelid and eyelashes against the cornea can lead to corneal abrasions, ulcers, and potential vision impairment. Eye infections. The misalignment of the eyelid can compromise the protective function of the eyelashes and tear film, increasing the risk of eye infections. Persistent discomfort. Individuals with entropion often experience persistent discomfort, irritation, and foreign body sensation in the affected eye. Prevention. Eye protection. Wearing appropriate eye protection during activities that pose a risk of eye injury can help prevent trauma-induced entropion. Prompt treatment. Addressing eye infections and injuries promptly can reduce the risk of scarring and subsequent entropion. Regular eye exams. Regular eye examinations, especially for older adults, can help identify age-related changes and allow for early intervention. Medications. Artificial tears, lubricating eye drops, can help manage symptoms by reducing friction and soothing the irritated eye. Topical antibiotics. In cases where eye infections contribute to entropion, Topical antibiotics may be prescribed to prevent or treat infections. When to see a doctor? Persistent eye irritation. If there is persistent eye irritation, tearing, or a feeling of a foreign body in the eye, it's important to seek prompt medical attention. Changes in vision. Any changes in vision, especially if accompanied by discomfort, warrant a visit to an eye care professional. Eyelid malposition. If there is a noticeable inward turning of the eyelid, a doctor's evaluation is essential to determine the cause and appropriate treatment. Demographics more susceptible. Age. Older adults are more susceptible to age-related changes that contribute to entropion. Previous eye surgeries or injuries. Individuals with a history of eye surgeries or injuries may be at a higher risk. Infections. Chronic eye infections can lead to scarring and increase the likelihood of entropion. Congenital factors. Some individuals may be born with anatomical abnormalities that predispose them to entropion. Follow-up care for adults and children. Adults. Post-surgical follow-up. For those who undergo surgical correction, regular follow-up appointments are crucial to monitor healing and assess the effectiveness of the procedure. Lifestyle modifications. Depending on the underlying cause, individuals may need to make lifestyle modifications, such as using protective eyewear or managing underlying eye conditions. Children. Pediatric ophthalmologist. Children with congenital entropion or other eyelid abnormalities should receive ongoing care from a pediatric ophthalmologist. Monitoring growth. As children grow, the eye structures may change, requiring adjustments or additional interventions. Conclusion. Entropion, while uncomfortable and potentially vision-threatening, can be effectively managed with prompt diagnosis and appropriate treatment. Whether through lubricating eye drops, medications, or surgical correction, addressing entropion is essential for preventing complications and ensuring optimal eye health. Regular follow-up care, especially after surgical interventions, plays a crucial role in monitoring progress and managing any potential issues that may arise. Early intervention and ongoing care contribute to improved outcomes and enhanced quality of life for individuals dealing with entropion. World Eye Care Foundation's iCare.live brings you the latest information from various industry sources and experts in eye health and vision care. Please consult with your eye care provider for more general information and specific eye conditions. We do not provide any medical advice, suggestions, or recommendations for any health conditions.